All right, so we're gonna start off by asking, what's your name, age, and what's something you like to do?
My name is Eric. I'm 14, and I like to play video games.
Okay. Describe yourself using 3 to 5 words. And also tell me why.
I don't even know.
Just think of words. Say something. Like, are you energetic? Like,
yes.
Like playing sports?
I'm energetic. I wouldn't say athletic, but I just like to play sports. I don't know a word for that. And lazy. I'm very lazy.
Why are you lazy?
I don't know. I just am.
Where did you grow up and what was it like?
I grew up in East LA, and I think it was a good place to grow up.
Was there like not a lot of violence, or like was it just a nice quiet community, or how was it like?
It was like a nice quiet community, no violence or anything.
What motivates you in life?
It would probably be my parents, because I like to work hard to make them proud and stuff.
Why do you want to make them proud?
I don't know, I just like seeing them happy for me.
Why though? Like, why do you like seeing them happy? What's so special about making parents happy?
Because then they'll buy you whatever you want, whatever you want.
So you just want material gain. You don't care about it.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I don't know. I just want them to be proud of me.
Not because they've taken care of you and they literally give you everything.
Well, that too.
That's not as important. You know, they'll buy you stuff if you do good. And that's the most important thing. What do you consider your strengths and weaknesses to be?
My strengths are helping people out. And my weeks would be helping myself out, because I'm more concerned of helping other people than myself.
Why though? Why are you so like self-conscious? Or like, why do you want to help yourself? Why do you consider that a weakness?
Why do I want to help myself?
Yeah, like, why do you consider that a weakness?
I don't know. I just think that's kind of selfish, I guess.
Okay. And what about your strength? Why do you like helping people?
Because I like making people happy.
Give me an example of in the past where you've like helped other people out and like made you happy.
I can't think of anything for that.
All right. What do you feel most grateful for in life?
My parents, because they're able to get me. Oh, they raised me, and I'm grateful for that, and that they're really good parents to me.
Interview. Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Working at McDonald's.
Why?
No, just kidding, no.
Like, what do you want to, like, study for in college? Like, what do you want your dream job to be or something like that? What do you see yourself doing in the future?
I see myself becoming a lawyer, maybe.
Why a lawyer?
Because I always tell the truth.
That is a lie.
Nah, because I can lie for other people.
I mean, sure. I guess that's what lawyers do, in a way. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life? You mean like the whole story? Because we need more
time. I don't even know.
Just think of something. Like, what's one thing that made you proud?
It was probably last year.
What happened last year?
I got one of the highest grades for the math in one of those end of the year testings.
You know, like how high did you get? Like top 10, top 5, top 3?
Like top 5.
Top 5. Did that make your parents proud?
Mm-hmm. Because at home, I'm not really good at math. So they were shocked when I did really good.
They were surprised that you did so well. Okay. Do you have any regrets in life?
My only regret.
Regret?
Yeah, I don't really have that many, or at least any that I can think of.
Like, your biggest regret, like, what are you most, like, oh, why did I do this? It's like, basically ruined my life.
Not studying for the ACTs.
This year only?
Yeah, only this year. I can't really think of anything outside or anything.
Why do you, like, regret not studying?
Because for, like, the first... For the pre-ACT and the mid-ACT, I didn't do that great.
And what about in this and the post?
I did a lot better, because I actually studied.
How did you study? Who helped you study?
I studied by myself. I would just go through IXLs, different IXLs, and look at old math notes and stuff.
So, specifically in the math one then?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that you studied for the most. What other things do you think helped you in, like, the other, like, sections of the ACT, like the English and reading and science exams?
I looked at, like, for Mr. Campos's class, the practice test.
You would go over the practice test and, like, help, like, go over them again?
Mm-hmm. And then... For English, I would look at the old assignments that we did for, like, do nows and stuff.
Like, what about the notes? Like, I know we had a lot of notes for both English and also science.
How I went over?
Yeah. Like, did you go over them?
Yeah, I did.
How did you go over them? Like, did you just go back and look at them?
Mm-hmm. And then I didn't really study for the science one, actually. I just looked at old assignments and that.
That's basically all you did?
Yeah, and that was it.
Okay, so... If... To review, for that last question, the thing that you regret the most was not studying for the ACT, and then you... Because it showed when you actually did study a little,
mm-hmm.
that you got a better score. So if you were to go into the past, what would you have done from the beginning?
I would have probably done that. Just
study more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything like you want to add on?
No.
Anything that you just want to share? Something that happened? Story when you were a little kid or something?
No. I mean, I can't really think of anything.
Alright, let's go back to the question of what made you most proud, because I don't think you really... No, but what do you feel most accomplished for in life? Like, I don't think you really answered that one before.
I think it was just getting better grades for the ACT.
The ACT?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. That's the interview, I guess. Nice. Yeah, let's go.